Live from Studio G in the heart of America, I'm Steve. We were fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom. Here to tell it to you straight every single day. I'm going to be brutally honest about everything we talk about today, all right? God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. Here are three big things you need to know to start this hour. Number one, on the Senate floor, the first Jewish leader of the chamber openly calling for the removal of the Israeli President Benjamin Netanyahu. Pretty sure Bibi isn't leaving, as the people in Israel seem to like him, as does the War Council. Democrats, say goodbye to your Jewish voters. Number two, I'm still stunned by the revelation that Hunter Biden and some of his business partners tried to cobble together a deal that would have put America's premier nuclear power company, Westinghouse, in the hands of China. And number three, selective prosecution. Now, that's a term that was thrown around in the Florida courtroom where Donald Trump and his team are seeking that a case against him for having classified documents be tossed out. It was not just the Trump team using the term selective prosecution. Judge Eileen Cannon used it several times during Thursday's hearing. The questions come in the wake of Special Counsel Robert Hur's report that Joe Biden knowingly and willfully retained classified documents on numerous occasions dating back to when he was a senator and vice president. That he proudly shared those documents with a ghostwriter on a book that Biden was getting paid $8 million for up front, and even lied to her during his testimony. This gives every indication that Judge Cannon possibly moving toward throwing the case out on the basis of selective prosecution. We'll have to wait and see on that. That's where I throw the first big story out on this free-for-all Friday. What are your thoughts? You ready to weigh in? Call me on the Common Sense Hotline, 877-310-9966. 877-310-9966. Only two rules. Number one, keep it clean. It's a family program, all right? So keep it clean. Watch your mouth. Say whatever you want. Just keep it clean. And number two, if you have been on the last month, if you've been here already, try not to crowd the phone lines. Give other people a chance to get in. Wait. Let some other voices be heard today. All right? So again, the Common Sense Hotline, 877-310-9966, anywhere in the United States, or you can shoot me an email going to stevegruber.com. Let's start with some action, all right? With an overheated Bernie Sanders that thinks asking people to work more than 4 days a week is just too much in America anymore. We just want a four-day work week, huh, Bernie? He acts like an ass and then turns and attacks a reporter trying to ask about his silly idea that people should work less in America. Listen to this.
It seems like Democrats want businesses to be taxed more, pay their
really?
Workers.
Really? Is that what you think?
pay their workers.
Excuse me.
I didn't get to ask a question.
Okay, thank you.
Senator,
you want to hold it? Okay. We held a hearing on a 32-hour work week because what we have seen is that over the last 50 years, despite a huge increase in worker productivity, almost all of the new wealth has gone to the top 1%, while 60% of the people are living paycheck to paycheck. Many of our people are exhausted. We work the longest hours of any people in the industrialized world. I think it's time for a shortened work week.
Can I ask you a question about that? It seems like Democrats want businesses to be taxed more, pay their workers more, lower prices,
and now pay people not to work. You know what I would like to see?
How are businesses going to survive that? That's the question. How can businesses survive all of those proposals?
When Mr. Bezos pays an effective tax rate lower than the average worker, I think we have a real problem in our tax system. I think that billionaires have got to start paying their fair share of taxes. Thank you.
Oh, boy. So there it is. The fact of the matter is businesses couldn't survive if they had to hire more and more people, 32-hour work weeks and all this nonsense. It's the socialist mentality. He wants to be in charge of the companies, of the tools of production. That's what he wants. So, again, the Common Sense Hotline, 877-310-9966. Let's get started with your comments. Steve kicks us off today in the great state of Idaho. Steve, how are you today?
I'm good. I'll tell you, Bernie Sanders is up in the night with his proposal for a 32-hour work week.
Yeah.
He's killing us. And thank goodness that there's guys like you that'll put him on the spot. And, you know, when it comes to Chuck Schumer, he's going to reap his own whirlwind. And lastly, I just wanted to say MAGA means make America great again. But to me, it makes make American government accountable. And
that's
I'm
not a bad
here.
Idea. Make American government accountable, which it has not been for a long time, Steve. Glad you're up early there in Idaho today. Thanks for starting us off today. Ron is in West Virginia. We'll go to him next. Ron, how are you? What's on your mind?
Oh, pretty good. Hello?
Yeah, what's on your mind, Ron? What's happening?
Okay, I don't understand this. We got Joe Biden, which has been a loser for 50 years. He's killed so many people. He hasn't stopped the fentanyl. He's lied to the American people, which he took an oath to protect. I think what they should do, the Congress should get together and impeach this guy. And he should also be brought up in treason for what he's done to this country and our kids. And I also think he should hang for it, because that's what you do for treason.
Ron, I appreciate you checking in today. None of those things are going to happen. I appreciate your anger. A lot of people have it. Treason's very specific in the United States Constitution. Doesn't mean it doesn't apply as a general theme, or you think that the country's been betrayed. I believe that. Unfortunately, half the country, or just under half the country, wants to defend Joe Biden. It's under half now and getting smaller. Let's see. In Georgia, we find Wayne this morning. Wayne, welcome to Free for All Friday.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been saying this for... They cannot win this next election. They're shoving everything in everybody's face so hard and so blatantly that they're trying to get somebody to do something stupid where they can declare martial law.
I agree with you on that. I think that they're trying to provoke something. They're trying to push and prod rural white rage and attack people that live out in the country and attack people. Any white person's a white supremacist or a white nationalist or a Christian white nationalist, whatever the terms are, right? I think you're right, Wayne. Yep. I think they want to provoke something somewhere so they can scream racism, so they can declare that white people are the danger to the country, not these terrible politicians, who, by the way, most of them are white that are pushing these stupid ideas. But I think you're right, Wayne. They're trying to provoke something to happen.
Well, I've got one more thing.
Real quick.
White American lives matter. Not just white, not just black, not just brown. It's
this country
American
matters.
Lives matter.
Wayne, thank That's you right. for checking in. I think there's some truth to provocation. To get something to happen. I don't know if it's for martial law or for whatever purpose, but I can't dismiss that. Dave is checking in Michigan today, my great home state. Dave, how are you?
Good morning, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Real quick, two things. One, you're the best on the show, man. Second thing is I think we should just continue to let the Democrats talk. They're digging that hole deeper and deeper, and Schumer just proved it again.
Boy, didn't
That's
he?
That's all
though.
I got. Thanks, Dave.
What a ridiculous thing he did. Thank you, Dave, for checking in from Michigan. And we'll continue this conversation with, let's see, we're going to go to North Carolina, Virginia, Illinois. We've got a theme here. If I'm reading this right, Nathan, it's Steve, 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 and Steve. I didn't make this up. Going with what I've got in front of me. Steve is the name of the day, apparently, on this Free for All Friday. Good to have you here. 877-310-9966. Anywhere in America, and you don't have to be named Steve. It's cool if you are, but you don't have to be. I'll be back. Patriots Relief, your America First CBD brand, invites you to come experience the incredible benefits of CBD. But here's the scoop, folks. CBD is not marijuana. It comes from hemp, which has the highest concentration of CBD. Hemp's been around for centuries, and it won't get you high. People use CBD to manage pain, stress, anxiety, and to help them sleep. It's also great for pets, trust me on that. CBD is here to help. The best CBD comes from PatriotsRelief.com. PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776. Promo code Gruber for 40% off.
As the weather gets colder, it's a good idea to layer up with scarves, hats, and mittens. Another layer of protection this season is to get your flu and COVID-19 vaccines. You can get both vaccines at the same time. Talk to your healthcare provider or learn more at michigan.gov/COVID-flu-RSV and layer up for some added peace of mind. sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.
Attention all Bridge Card users. Did you know you can now use your Bridge Card at many Michigan farmers markets? Farmers markets are a place where Michigan families can connect with local farmers and purchase fresh, healthy produce. Now that opportunity is available to even more Michigan families. Thanks to the Michigan Farmers Market Association and our partners, many farmers markets across the state now accept Bridge Cards. To find one near you, visit mifma.org. This message sponsored by the Michigan Farmers Market Association and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.